State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Getting into college can be a challenge for any student, especially if that student comes from a low-income background. And there's one barrier for these students that doesn't often get much attention. Paperwork. It's a frigid Thursday morning in Jonesville, a small town southwest of Jackson. Bob Drake is trying his best not to make a mistake.
It has to be exact from what you put on your taxes.
Drake is a counselor at Jonesville High School. He's helping Joy Sutton fill out her son's FAFSA.
Yeah, it's finicky.
The FAFSA, if you've never had the pleasure of encountering it, is the free application for federal student aid. The deadline for having it turned in for Michigan students is coming up soon, March 1st. Joy Sutton has filled out the FAFSA before with her older son. Or rather, she got help filling it out before.
Did you ever think about like trying to tackle it on your own that first time around?
Never. No.
A smart choice for those who are lucky enough to get help on the FAFSA. In 2006, the Federal Department of Education issued a nearly 60-page report on the future of higher education. One of its main findings, the current system for getting financial aid is, quote, confusing, complex, inefficient, duplicative, and frequently does not direct aid to students who truly need it. The report noted that the FAFSA, the main way to apply for federal financial aid, is more complicated for many families than filing their taxes. Kids who have a guidance counselor like Bob Drake are lucky enough to have support. Jonesville isn't a huge school. Drake can help any graduating senior with their FAFSA. And he's gotten pretty quick at it.
But yeah, for families, it seems very difficult. I mean, they're using a whole new website. I mean, you hear parents spending hours on it.
Drake says it's especially daunting for the kids who most need the financial aid. Kids who might be among the first generation in their families to even go to college.
The biggest difference is the families who are first generation college students really don't even know where to start in terms of applying for financial aid. Don't know where to start, don't know what they need. Basically have no clue.
Even the timing of the FAFSA deadline is confusing. Students don't complete it until after they apply for colleges, so they're trying to get into college before they even know if they can pay for it. Then the deadline for the FAFSA in Michigan is March 1st, which is earlier than many families normally finish their taxes, which they need to do before the FAFSA. And you don't hear back until the spring, just months before you'd need to move into your college dorm. So yeah, confusing. Various reports estimate that somewhere in the range of 1 to 2 million students who would be eligible for federal financial aid don't even file their FAFSA. That's a problem that many people are trying to solve, including the agency that administers the FAFSA. But one clear way to make it easier is if you can find help.
Okay, so we're at the end.
Oh, wow.
So
this is why it's so nice to have Bob Drake's help.
And at the end, after less than an hour, Joy Sutton learned her son Travis would be eligible for help with his tuition.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
All right, next year, same place, same time.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. Thank you.